What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And a very good morning and welcome to the studio once again. Elson Go from EG Financial Services. Elson, welcome back after the school holiday break.
It has been really short, this break.
Has it? It's felt longer. Did you actually have a break?
Yes, we did.
Look after the kids?
Yes.
Keep them busy?
Lots of cycling trips.
And now you're cycling?
Yeah.
And now you're exhausted, right?
Yes, I am.
I don't know where you get the energy from, keeping the kids busy. Let's get back onto some finance. What are we going to be chatting about today?
We're going to be talking about microtransactions.
Okay.
What are they? Have they been around? Is it new? And we're going to unpack that today.
Back after this. Micro transactions, so we're talking obviously small amounts of money.
Correct. Any kind of transaction that has been chopped up into smaller bits is or can be considered a micro transaction.
So what would you call a small bit? How would you define a small bit? Like how much? Like?
So any big amount that's been chopped up. So it can be any.
Okay.
So it can't be any denomination. So the ones that we are most familiar with is the buy now, pay later.
Of course.
So that is chopping up into smaller bits.
Yeah. And that's really popular, isn't it?
It is a big industry. In fact, stats have shown that it's grown up to about 29 billion.
What?
So yeah, it's $29 billion. In fact, about 30% of all transactions right now would have some form of buy now, pay later involved.
Really?
Yep.
30% of transactions.
Correct.
I can see some dangers there. I mean, I'm not a financial expert, but I'm thinking all of that money, 30%, that's a lot.
That's quite a lot. Mm. But the other one that I want to talk about as well is in the gaming industry.
Okay.
Because that has been there from the start. In fact, in the early 2000s, microtransactions have already been introduced. And, you know, you can see this commonly in the free-to-play games.
Right.
So it's free,
okay. Yeah.
Free to play,
yeah.
But it's pay to win.
Oh, I see. And
I have to admit that my kids every other week they'll be saying, "Can I download this game? Can I download that game?" Because it's all free.
Of course.
But
why not?
It'd be correct. But it's free to play.
And then if you want to win,
yes.
And then hello, Dad.
Correct. That's where they ask me for more money, and they do it in things like, for example, they call it the loot boxes. So you buy little boxes of, you know, merchandise that you can use in the game.
Loot boxes.
Correct. It no, could be.
Okay, I'm learning could, today. I've never heard of this. You're talking another language, Elson. I love it.
It could be weapons. It could be a hat, clothing.
Oh,
you can buy clothing for your avatar or for your character
for
in
your
the
game.
Correct.
Okay.
Or they call it DLC, downloadable content.
Wow, this is pretty heavy for a first day back. Wow.
It's heavy for you, Mike.
Yeah.
But I can assure you, a lot of people hearing this would know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure they do.
Because every time you walk around, you see people with their heads down, tapping on their phone.
Right.
They're probably playing a game.
And they're possibly spending a little bit of money.
Regularly.
Okay.
That's the power of microtransactions. It's small amount, but done over a period of time.
And we probably, we'll take a break, we'll come back and talk some more. It's quite an interesting subject. Yeah. This is incredible, the whole gaming industry.
Well, I think, Mike, it's not just gaming alone, because every other industry is trying to get have a piece of our wallet.
Sure.
And they wanted to do it in as small bits as they can. So your gym memberships, you know, instead of here's the upfront payment, let's spread it out over 52 weeks.
And then you don't notice.
Well, it's a small amount. Smaller amount.
Yeah.
And then you feel like it's not a big deal, but it does add up.
Yes.
You know, and I tell you a story of this couple, they were helping on their finances. And, you know, every time when we talk about spending and budgeting, often the couple will look at each other and, you know, start pointing fingers.
Of course.
And then the question that we're asking is this little gaming hobby or habit that the husband has taken up. Is this going to be more than, say, for example, the shoes that the wife has bought, right? Mm. And it turns out that the amount that he spent was actually a lot more than the shoes that she's bought.
And shoes are expensive.
But shoes are visible. Shoes are visible.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, these kind of micro transactions, they can be quite small. And after some time, you forget about it.
We were just chatting off air. You mentioned about there's all sorts of things you can get involved in playing these games, like events and different seasons.
Yes.
And does that just continue to lure us into, I don't want to miss out, I've got to be part of this, and that comes at a cost?
Oh, for sure. In fact, most of these mobile games, they have got special events on a weekly basis. So every week you feel compelled to join in, and it won't be, you know, $2. It'll be a slightly bigger amount to participate.
What about for the kids? You mentioned with your kids where they come to you and said, look, this is going to, you know, they want to download it, and then you pay to win. Mm-hmm. Are kids getting involved in this as well?
For sure.
Is that a massive, I'm just thinking, we're talking about adults here.
Yep.
Generally, and you're suggesting even plus 50, from an age perspective, roughly.
So the whole spectrum. So we're talking about
it
young
doesn't
kids
matter. Okay.
All the way to above 50s. We've got, you know, people over 50s playing games.
And spending money.
And I think what's worse is, well, our family, we're not subscribing to this whole eco structure of payment.
Yeah.
But and I can't mention names, but there are a lot of companies whereby you are in their ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
It is really easy to make transactions online.
Click
one tap.
That's
so
it.
So it's tap to pay. So you just one tap and that's it. Your payment has gone through, and you can enjoy whatever content that you are that you want to enjoy. It's really easy. And for kids who have got access to that particular form of payment, they're sucked in right from the start.
Ilson, is that? I'm just thinking, as the kids come to you, they want to download it, and it might be quite cheap, a couple of dollars, I'm assuming, in some cases. You're talking
micro. Well, it's usually
micro.
They start off with, you know, you want a new dress or you want a new gun. It's $2, you know. So it's small.
But
then that's the start.
And then that's that week. And then there's another week. And then it can build up.
It's a daily adventure to purchase and upgrade your character.
And I guess, and even once you start on that road, then is it, it's only another $2. Or
correct.
Another, and then you don't, but that can seriously add up.
Correct. And for young people, I think they are it's very dangerous for them because they form that habit. That is okay. I've been doing that for the last few years. It's commonplace. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm used to it.
Yeah.
So they get used to the mode of spending a little bit, but often.
Well, we've got to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our generation thinking about this? We've been chatting about these microtransactions quite fast. I'm learning a lot today, Ilson.
That's good.
I like it when you come in.
Yeah.
Is it time we went back to what we call a dumb phone? I'd love to turn the clock back and just go back to a simple phone that just text, message, and phone.
I think a lot of people can't.
I reckon a lot of people would like to.
Yes.
But probably can't for a whole range of reasons. I mean, we've got everything on our phone. Email,
everything.
And playing games and Spending money.
We're correct.
Tapping away. Tap, tap, tap. Tap it in.
I want to talk about the solution.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, good. Okay. Let's get on to something positive. Yeah.
Now, in the Bible, in the book of Zechariah, there is a warning there not to despise small things.
Okay.
So there's a warning. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that is where, as consumers, I think we can be on the offense instead of being on the defense.
Yeah.
You know, let's do what the industry is trying to push at us, but let's, you know, push back.
Yeah. Okay.
So here are a couple of tips.
Okay.
Number one, you could set up a separate savings account.
Oh yeah.
And then you do the direct transfer on a regular basis every pay date. Transfer that small amount. So just think of it as a subscription that you are, you know, subscribing to.
And purely savings account.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people will be saying, you know, Elson, I don't get a lot of interest in that account. Don't worry. Save up the amount first, and then we can think yeah. about, you know, getting better interest. Okay, so
that's true.
Have that. Second one could be have a luxury account.
Mm.
So the thing about these micro transactions is that most of the time there's no limit, there's no cap, so you can spend whatever amount you wish. Yep. And sometimes when, say for example, there's a particular activity going on, there's a particular hunting season going on, and you know you feel enticed to spend.
Hunting season.
Yes. Some of these games have got hunting seasons. You
duck
know?
Season, rabbit season, duck season. Sorry.
so you might feel compelled to fork out more money. So have a cap on your luxury account. So create a separate account, call it your luxury account.
So that's different from savings.
Different from savings. So this is
okay.
You know, so you can spend whatever you want to spend,
right?
But you set your limit. You set your own limit.
Separate for husband and wife. Is that what you're suggesting, Elson?
Correct. You know, in the past we used to call it his and her account.
Okay.
His account, her account. So no one can dictate on how you spend your money.
But there is a cap.
There's a limit, so you don't go overboard.
I've made a note of that. I don't mind that idea.
Your own luxury account.
I hope my wife's not listening.
consider salary sacrificing. A lot of people ask me, Elson, I don't know what to do. And I think one of the most powerful micro transaction, or the most powerful set and forget, out of sight, out of mind, is super. You don't really think about it.
That's so true.
It is something that you draw upon many years down the track. Hey, start putting more money in. You know, even if it's just $10 more, $20 more, it adds up.
It does, over years and
Correct.
Years.
So if you are at a loss, you don't know where to invest your money, you're like, oh, Elson, I'm afraid that I will spend it. Salary sacrifice. You know, it never hurts. $20 per paycheck, it's not going to break the bank.
You're not going to notice.
Correct. But it's going to add up over time.
That's a really good tip, actually.
Yeah.
I like that one.
And then the last one, I think, is, you know, when you're going into any form of investment, rather than trying to save up lots of money and going in big, you know, can you chop it up as well? Mm. Yeah. So you do the reverse for investing. Chop it up. You know, can you do it in small bits? We call this dollar cost averaging. You know, that's the concept of if you want to buy some shares, right, can you do it in smaller amounts?
Gotcha.
Regularly, rather than one big amount, you know, and the risk there is that, you know, when you make a big purchase, you might get the timing wrong, you know, it might be a wrong time, and you might have bought at a high market, but if you were to do it regularly, just like you do for your superannuation, just like you do for your retirement funds, over time you would smooth out your entry price, and you know it all adds up.
It does. Some good tips there, Elson. We are nearly out of time. Any thoughts, just quickly, question without notice, any idea, are we going to have an interest rate increase, do you reckon? What do you think?
Most definitely.
What's it looking like?
There will most likely be one this year, but we don't know when.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot of commentary surrounding the fact that could it be before or after the election. You know, but I think households, we got to prepare for the fact that it will at some point increase. Start putting some money away.
Perfect. Even thinking about those small bits, right?
Correct.
Because if you do those small bits now, then if interest rates do go up, you've built in a little bit of a buffer.
Buffer, correct.
Maybe we'll talk about interest rates.
Next time.
Next time. Elson, really appreciate you coming in today. You are on at 98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.